time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat.
Right. As an Amazon seller or e-commerce brand owner, how should you be organizing the chart of accounts that is kind of the backbone of your accounting? Tyler Jeffcoat here from Seller Accountant in the Return on Podcast show. And I want to show you how we do it as an accounting firm that only helps Amazon sellers and e-commerce brand owners. And then I'm going to give you a gift in the form of, I'm just going to let you have our tool that we use to actually do this. So let me just dive right in here. By the way, if you're not an accountant, you probably get a little nauseous when you start thinking about something like a chart of accounts. Why does it matter? Who cares? And let me just say this. One of the most important things that you can do as you start your business, way before you would have the budget to outsource to a team like mine or hire an internal asset to do accounting, but one of the best things you can do is just set up the filing cabinet for where money goes in your accounting system correctly. That filing cabinet is called the chart of accounts. And literally, this is how it's organized. I'm kind of giving you the basics here in the middle of my screen, where normally, by the way, Coca-Cola uses the same numbering as Seller Accountant here, right? It's just that Coca-Cola will have a million because they have so many different general ledger accounts that they can't afford to have only four digits. The number of digits doesn't matter. The organization matters. Assets are almost always the 1,000. That's what we own. Liabilities are almost always the 2,000. That's what we owe. And then what's left is kind of the net worth or the owner's equity of our company. This is on the balance sheet. Kind of think about it like if you own a house that's worth $500,000, but you have a mortgage for $250,000, that leaves you with equity of another $250,000 in that house, right? It works the same thing with a business's balance sheet. Something that's really important is that your balance sheet has to balance. In other words, the only way that we can trust our profit and loss statement is if we look at a balance sheet and those numbers are real numbers. Like if you ever look at your balance sheet and have a bunch of negative numbers that don't make sense, or you know, you look at your whatever Wells Fargo online banking and it says you have $10,000 in cash, but when you look on your balance sheet, it says you have $100,000 in cash, that means you can't trust any of the financials until your balance sheet is properly reconciled and balanced. On the income statement side of things, again, it's not like magic. We're just trying to stay organized as accountants here. The 4,000 level tends to be the good news. That's various forms of revenue, income coming into the business. 5,000 is the cost of goods sold that are directly attributed to those transactions. 6,000 is going to be your other overhead kind of expenses. And obviously with the P&L, you're going to take your good news minus your bad news to give you a net income. And with an Amazon or e-commerce seller in particular, I have a couple of really important recommendations. One, whether you're using Xero or QuickBooks Online, I'm more of an expert at QuickBooks Online, but I think you can do it with both. It's really important that you go into the settings and just enable the numbers. I don't want QBO to just naturally alphabetize all my accounts. I actually want to be able to tell those accounts where to go if I need to reorganize them. And let me show you an example of where this could be important. So again, looking at our accounts over here on the left-hand side, I go down to the revenue side. I don't know if you've ever seen a P&L when you look at it and the first line item is like whatever, Amazon FBA reimbursements or something like that, and you have to go down like seven layers to see what the actual sales were for that account. I don't like that. I want to tell a story to my future investors that I'm going to sell my company to that is so clean, that's so easy to understand that I can get maximum multiple when I sell my company. And that's true for me as the owner of Seller Accountant. It needs to be true for you as the owner of your e-commerce brand as well. So I'm going to implement the numbers, and my advice is to do it pretty much exactly like we do it here at Seller Accountant. Have a category for Amazon, if that's your top channel, maybe Shopify is your top channel, you would make that number one. And then have some sub-accounts under that channel that help us understand the performance of that channel. This will become clear when I show you an actual P&L in a second. Then we're gonna go to the second channel. Those are all sub-accounts all in one nice, neat situation. And then if maybe we sell in Walmart, maybe that's our third channel. And maybe you could have a fourth channel that's eBay. But have each of your channels separate. And this is an important moment to clarify something. Shopify is your website. That is a sales channel. That is a direct-to-consumer sales channel. PayPal is not a sales channel. PayPal is a payment processor that might be one of the ways people pay you on your Shopify site. And so a lot of times with an error that we see with Shopify sellers is that you'll have like six different sales accounts for Stripe and Affirm and Apple Pay and Amazon Pay and PayPal and then Shopify Pay. No. Those are all part of the same sales channel. They just selected a different payment method. Your accounting system needs to be able to reconcile those various payment methods in your one sales account. Cost of goods sold is where seller accountant, I think, is better, but differs a lot from traditional CPA firms. We are very big on having a landed cost of goods sold. We're always going to state things on an accrual basis, and then we're going to be a little bit aggressive about what we choose to put above the line to define what we call PAG, which is true gross profit. Right, we're going to put some inbound and outbound logistics. We're going to put all of our Amazon and other marketplace fees. We are going to toss advertising up above the line because I don't know how profitable my actual products are or my sales channels until I understand how much juice, how much fuel, how much direct advertising, kind of fuel is needed to get the product to sell. We also tend to put storage, and the reason is really simple for us. Amazon gives us such great data. Shopify gives us such great data that I actually have the ability to look and kind of see which units those advertising dollars were actually allocated to. I can attribute them to a single transaction, which means I should not only accrue them in that month, but I should put them up above the line. In Tyler's opinion, everything else down here is overhead, right? That's the stuff you pay a consulting firm like Seller Accountant, or maybe you have an operations consultant, or maybe you have employees or something like that. Okay, let me show you a live example real quick, and then we'll end this short video. This is just an example of one of our clients' P&Ls from just a small portion of last year. And what I want you to notice is that it's exactly like I showed you on the other screen, where we have our top channel, number one, with those sub accounts, right? Second channel, third channel, fourth channel, all of our sales, and then cost of goods sold is exactly oriented the way you saw it on the prior screen, where the first thing I want to be able to see in my cost of goods section is the actual product COGS. I don't have to hunt way down in the middle to see what my product COGS are. I want that to be front and center because that margin on core products is one of the most important metrics of my business. I'm going to add in my logistics inbound and outbound. I'm going to add in my marketplace fees. I'm going to add in my direct advertising expenses. And I'll give you an even better hint here. We sometimes even add in our consulting expenses related directly to advertising. Again, that's aggressive. Not everyone's going to agree with my stance on that. But what we want to move towards as a firm is understanding how to hold each product and each channel accountable to be successful, to make us money, right? And so that's where you get true gross profit, or what I call post-advertising gross profit, PAG. Everything else is overhead, leaving us with a operating profit number. Now, occasionally you'll have something like, rebate points from your credit card. That's an other income. That's the 7,000. And you'll have something like interest expense or cost of capital that'll be down here in other expenses. But that's it. That's how the chart of accounts works. And here's the gift I want to give you. This template here, you can't use this first page because it's colored up and I'm using this to explain it. But if you go to the second tab on this Google spreadsheet here, this is literally what my team tightens down and then copies and pastes or uploads directly in to QuickBooks Online. This literally does the classifying for you. And you'll have to make it its own CSV. But I'm going to give this to you as a gift. So normally, almost always, this free gift, this free template is sitting on the resources side of our website, selleraccountant.com. If for some reason it's not because we're updating the content, just ping us, send me a message. I'm happy to send it over to you so you'll have this. Don't have to reinvent the wheel. Don't reinvent the wheel. We've already done that. It's easy. We've got it for you. Okay. So chart of accounts, really important. Really important to get this filing system organized from day one so that everything is easy and goes where it should go. Here's the right way to do it for an investor grade Amazon or e-commerce business. I hope this video has served you. Tyler Jeffcoat, Seller Accountant. Hey, listen, guys, do me a favor. I'm really trying to grow this channel. I stink at content. I'm an accountant. I'm a CFO. Would you mind liking this video if it helps you at all, sharing it with your friends, maybe subscribing to our YouTube channel? That would really be a blessing to me. So thanks, guys. Cheers.